Generally speaking, we have a rotation of the different rabbanim of the yeshiva who give it. But generally speaking, what we try to do is to expand your perhaps a little bit of an understanding of the parsha, the Dvar Torah of any given day. Will generally, not 100%, there is flexibility here, but generally will correspond with the Aliyah of that day. So since today is Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, so I will say an idea that comes from Shlishi of the Parsha. In fact, the Parshat Ki Tetzeh, for those of you who are familiar with it, and for those of you who aren't as well, so the... is a parsha which is chock full of mitzvot. In fact, there are more mitzvot in parsha Ki Tetzeh as opposed to any other of the parshiot, 74 mitzvot to be exact, and one follows the other. The Shlishi begins with the following mitzvah. Ki tivne bayit chadash va'asita ma'akel gagecha v'lo tasim damim beveitecha ki pol hanofel mimenu. If you build a new home, so then make sure that you build a fence around the roof so that, God forbid, there not be any blood in your home should someone fall. The Netziv in his perush to this mitzvah ma'akel, so he makes the following observation. You know, if I were to ask most of you, I would hope, certainly if someone were to ask me, what mitzvah corresponds to a Jewish home? What mitzvah is emblematic of a Jewish home? So what would the answer be?
Mezuzah.
And then Siv says, that's true. You have a chiyuv of a mezuzah. But he says that, and basing it on the, first of all, this is the halakha, but also you can understand it from the pasuk, ki tivne bayit chadash va'asita, when you build a bayit chadash and you will make, there's a difference between ma'akeh and mezuzah. If a person has a situation where he doesn't have a mezuzah, he can move into that home without the mezuzah. But it is forbidden to build a home, it's forbidden to move into a home if you do not have a ma'akeh, if you do not have some kind of guardrail around the roof. And if you think about it, you would think that this is not exactly the way that we would normally say. You would say you can't move into a home without a mezuzah. Mezuzah is very important, not in terms of, some people think of it in terms of a protective device for the home. But that, if it exists at all, is a secondary function of mezuzah. Mezuzah primarily is when you walk into a home with the mezuzah, you know what the values of the home are. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is a home that upholds the values of what is encompassed in Shema Yisrael. And as important as that is, it's secondary to Ma'akeh. Because Ma'akeh, it's important to understand something about Ma'akeh. Ma'akeh is not merely a device that is there to prevent damage. In fact, you can prove this from the halachot of brachot. The Rambam says, with regard to washing mayim achronim, washing water after, this is also the reason why many people don't have the minhag normally to wash mayim achronim, that if you wash mayim achronim, if you wash after the meal, you don't make a bracha. And the reason the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha is because it's not like the mayim of netilat yadayim. It's not like when you wash before the meal, which is a mitzvah of sanctifying and removing tumah before you eat bread. But this is something which was designed in order to prevent danger. The assumption was that people used a very strong salt, mayim melach sdomit, that if it would get into someone's eye, so that could cause damage to the eye. So there was a takana that you should rinse your hands to remove the salt. So the Rambam says for that, that's a very important thing to do. But that's not a mitzvah that requires a bracha. And two halachot later, if you want to take a look at the Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchot Brachot, after saying that, when he talks about various brachot ha-mitzvah, he says, if you make a ma'akeh, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMa, Asher Kitzanu V'Asher Kitzanu V'Tzivanu V'Tzivanu La'asot ma'akeh. It's something there that which is for preventing danger. You just said you shouldn't be making a bracha. So why are you making a bracha on the ma'akeh? Because ma'akeh is not just a question of preventing damage. Ma'akeh is something which shows a certain sense of responsibility, a certain sense of empathy for people who are around you. And if you're talking about what a Jewish home is first and foremost based on, even before you talk about the mezuzah, you have to talk about the ma'akeh. You can't begin your home, you can't look at your home, you can't live in your home, if you don't have that sense of responsibility to the people around you. If you're only thinking about yourself, so then that is not a home that can exist at all. You can't move into that kind of home. This pasuk, no, this is Bayit Chadash today, gentlemen. Every day, every year, normally I wait till the end of the year to tell you this. I'm going to let you in on a secret. I hate the first days of yeshiva. Why? Why do I hate it? Because I love it also. I have all the expectations and all the excitement of starting the year. But every year it's a little bit new. More than a little bit new. I look around for the faces of the people who were here and thank God, you know, there you are. You're safe. But you look around and there are a bunch of strangers in the room. It's a bayit chadash. It's something which is totally a new, clean slate. And it's something which I have a little bit of trepidation with, because whenever something is new, you're always a little nervous. But what is a bayit chadash that we build on? We will build the ideas of mezuzah. And we will build the ideas of avodah Hashem. And we will talk about Kriyat Shema. And we will talk about Talmud Torah. And we will talk about how you become an Oved Hashem. How you become a person who is really, truly looking at this world as an opportunity to serve God, to be close to God. But before all of that, it has to be a place with a ma'akeh. It has to be a place where each and every single one of us is responsible for the other person next to us. Each and every single person in this room, whether you are one of the rabbanim, whether you're one of the madrichim, whether you're one of the talmidim, each and every one of us has to put up the ma'akeh. Each and every one of us has to show concern and empathy for the Jews who are in this room, the Jews who are in this building, the Jews who are outside of this building. And if you build your home with a ma'akeh, so then all of the other values, all of the wonderful things that we're going to be learning this year, all of everything that's going to be going on, everything will follow. But first and foremost, you make that bracha on taking responsibility for the other. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.